Missed it live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Open line on kaya959.
Anything you want to discuss, give us a shout. Let's go.
Yes, this one. Let's have a battle of the laughter. Yeah, battle of the shek. Oh, shek akakulu. I think it should be Khumutso Miso. It should be you, Sizwe. It should be Nompho. Ne? And then that guy that sala winner lento le competition le music le. That guy
Nkosana.
Is it Nkosana or Ruban? Yeah. Let's have it. Battle of the Shek. One day, nje, as in, laugh it off, nje, for fun, guys.
That is funny. I don't know. Let me think. Khumutso's laugh is loud, for sure.
Yeah.
Mbo's laugh is not that loud, is it?
Nah.
Yeah, I don't think so. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Good morning on the street, on the air. Today, it's my dad day. And also, can you please sing for me? And also, when is Auntie Google coming back? I miss the song and her voice. She used to tell us the markets. Bye.
Wow.
Okay.
Happy birthday.
Well, you didn't tell us your name, but here we go. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear kiddo.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. And as a birthday gift, I shall bring back Auntie Gugu on Monday. Tune in on Monday and you're going to see. She'll
you're
be back.
Get your markets.
That's your gift.
This is one. The open line is the Akala Manch, the Akala Pen. I was this Lababa, Gangazu voice Nutla. You see Sakala Machita, Kamistratin. I'm not like justifying that thing with your right. But Natis Neskalung, I was this Makoiz in Desert Vilaga cool. Manje, you hardly differentiate between Usiso Isamelayo, Nomuntu O Onga Isamil, because Seba Kuang of fun. Like, among us, the self esteem, Yum Tesfaz Animaja, South African, Ibona Ati. He build a egnakogin, abasakogi, abasakoga bosis.
Well, look, good thing about we being allowed, we being an angle, right? So, Kalinga Majita, Akam Kakweni, which is indecent exposure.
Yeah.
Now, Sukulumanga and Miss Mazar now, Futsi, which could also be indecent exposure. Angas, if it's in the Wazan Miss Mazar and Sandu again. Imzimba yabo into zabo kodwa into engizoyisho ukuthi mina ngiyavumelana nawe basically isimilo kulomphakathi sikubona manje in South Africa asekho
and when you call it out you get called names you know chauvinistic toxic masculinity and all these things but kodwa in their defense it's really in the minority abosisa bangaqhoki if we are being honest on a day to day basis izola didn't even see a single one for example unless you're going out to a nightclub then you'll see those kind of things but generally they're in the minority man
The world we are rhythm and beats on the streets on the air and everywhere. We are such a highly favored country. It's a lot that is happening, but I'm just coming in an angle here, sport. So I saw the bulletin last night that South Africa, Bafana qualified without kicking a ball. Oba Omnipoti threatened the whole country with if we lose, it's going to go back to Belgium. But this has proven that we are a highly favored country. South Africans out there, it's Friday. Yes, Kunzima. It's a year-end fatigue. But know that you are a favored citizen of this country.
It's also testament to how well Bafana have been doing so far, right? That they qualify sometimes without even playing some matches. So essentially with matches in hand, right? Because whether we like to admit it or not, yes, we like to crack jokes, but their performance has improved drastically since Hugo Bruce took over as their coach.
But you know, to getting to a point where we're celebrating qualifying for the AFCONs, that should be a given standard, man. You know, I don't know why we've regressed so much.
It's an improvement, God.
It is. is, but we shouldn't be here. But we're here. Let's hope for better. You know, these are not things we should be celebrating.
Oh, boy.
Susan, if you're a president, Alain Zanzi, if also address the nation about this thing, food poisoning, I want to know about school, Nale, I'm a legal minus. Is this possible now?
Okay, so the first one, the kids getting poisoned. That one is very, very difficult. And I'll tell you why. Because there's a supply chain management issue here that's very difficult to get to the bottom of. So what I mean by that is, even if I tell you we're banning any sale of products close to a school, yeah? So mama was daisa. Kids on their way to school, some of them take taxis, some of them take buses, some of them even get transported by umalume or auntie, right? And on their way there, when they get off and they walk to school, they may buy something along the way. That's the first thing. Second thing, the spaza shops that sell to communities. I want them to take a spaza shop in Wabefuna. I want them to take a spaza shop because it's the closest store they have to them. So if you tell them not to buy from there now, you're forcing them to go to a closest mall, right? And spend even more money. Imalengeko.
Sometimes they even buy on credit, and you can't do that at a Pick and Pay Woolies.
Yes. Now, you've also got to ask yourself, is this thing being done deliberately, or is it just a mistake? Sometimes you find that when people are producing, I mean, you get recalls. The listeriosis outbreak, for example, the Tiger Brands, that's a reputable company.
Yeah.
But still, people got sick and died, right? So sometimes it happens like that. It's not being done on purpose. Nami, I don't see a reason why anybody would want to poison their own clients, because then people are going to stop buying from you, right? So that one is very difficult. All you can do is try and put measures in place to mitigate the sale of those products. So that one's a lot more difficult than meets the eye. The second one, that one's actually very easy. The one about minors. You follow the rule of law as a president, especially as a president who was instrumental in writing our constitution. And our constitution speaks about human rights, not South African rights, just the rights of any human. By virtue of you being a human, our constitution protects you.
Criminal or not criminal, dangerous or not dangerous, armed or not armed,
citizen or not citizen. And so, based on that, you're supposed to go there and do what's best for those humans. That's why you're finding, right, the South African Human Rights Commission is taking this matter up and they're investigating it. The first thing that we were told here is that water and food was stopped from going down to those guys that are sitting there, right? Now, I know what people are saying. They're saying, well, yeah, those people are sitting down there willingly. That's besides the point now. And let me make another example, maybe that illustrates what I'm trying to hammer home here. When somebody's in jail, already they're a convicted criminal, right? Mm. But when that person in jail goes on a hunger strike, it's voluntarily on a hunger strike, what happens?
I don't know. What happens?
Well, if that person were to die on a hunger strike, the issue would be on correctional services.
But you see, the problem is those people are in the custody of the state. These guys are there underground willingly.
But this is my point. When somebody goes on a hunger strike, they go on a hunger strike willingly. But still, it becomes a problem of the state. Because you are not... See, as a government, this is what it comes with, unfortunately. You wanted to be the president. You campaigned. That's why you're thinking of Kulumina, I imagine. Your citizens need help. Or rather, people that are within your borders need help. You've got to intervene. You can't wash your hands of that responsibility and say, nah, Sigrend. It doesn't work like that.
It leaves a bad taste in the mouth, though, to think so many people go to bed hungry on an empty stomach, yet we need to send food down to illegal miners.
Bro, it's not about a bad taste in the mouth. If you want it to be liked, go do something else before the Christmas. You want to be the president. Doesn't come with people liking you. Perform your duty according to the law that you helped write, by the way. That's Ngekosin. In Jalinda.
It's a problem with constitution sometimes.
The last one, he asked the last question. Just remind me. Oh, man.
Hey, Naman Kukli, I just remember the underground gang and the food poisoning.
There was a last one. And I actually had a thingy for that as well.
Of course you did.
Oh, Senzo Meiwa.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, you see, this one, and I'll be very, very brutal. The law in South Africa is largely accessible to those who have means and resources. Mm-hmm. I know families in KZN who experienced murders, for example, and the guys were caught, tried, and sentenced in a matter of months. Why? Because they were powerful families. The Meiwa family, the most powerful person, or let's say the most resourceful person in that family, is the one that got killed. They speak about how sometimes they need donations to get by. His father died heartbroken. His mom had a plea about 3 years ago where she was like, fight from beyond the grave, my son. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I've never heard a more heartbreaking voice notes from a mother. And it just goes to show that in this country, and you don't have power, people walk all over you. Because what's happening there is nonsense. 10 years. Mm. 10 years, Ashon Alomjit. Two dockets.
Oh.
We told their suspects that haven't been arrested. It's just, it's horrible what's happening to that family. Mm. Horrible. And we're all sitting here witnessing it.
And it's easy for us to say, maybe the family should throw in the towel. But it's very difficult, man, when you've lost a son, a brother, a father, to just let go and forego justice just like that. You're always going to pursue it no matter how long it takes.
Mm. Earlier on, we got a voice note about a gentleman who was speaking about just the moral decay in society. And he made two examples. The first one was about men peeing in public, in open view of everybody. And then the second one was about women dressing revealingly. Here are some voice notes following that.
As a lady who grew up, who's from the Stone Age, I would like to agree with the gentleman's voice note just came on now about my dress code, abantu besifazana. To be honest, I agree with him as a lady. Nalama tights lawa nkosiyami, ladies, lawa ngena between the pumpkins. Hi, mineshem, hi. Call me old age, Stone Age, hi, hi.
Hi, Gambela. There's gym wear now that people are wearing out in public.
I was not going to send a voice note today until this guy was telling me. If he knew the history of Sisaba Zamelayo, as he says, then maybe he'll understand. Umuntu wesifazane must wear whatever she wants.
Ngaleso sikhathi ithayithi ngaphandle siphi isimilo somntana wesikolo ma teachers nithini eyikoleni when you see abantwana ba seduza abafana namantombazana I really this thing isimilo sizwe definitely asisekho South Africa asisekho kuyabheda 2000 ayibo
I find it interesting she's not questioning or holding the parents accountable. She's actually asking, well, what are the teachers doing? What can the teachers do? Because umzali ovumela umntana aphume endlini dressed like that.
There's a line we use, me and my friends. Masikhuphukela singanamali sithe kufuneka usizo azokushaya ngesigodi ucine. Of which is the line you use, you usually use when you bless ama listener. You said it yesterday to Unkosana, if he held it down to Monday, you did the same to Noludu, to the reigning champ. You sing it back. Yeah, so the question here is, are you using your own money or is that Kaya FM's money? Because we had a huge argument in there's no way he's going to use his money. So, because it went further to Tokyo Swali. I think by the time he was still a minister of human settlement or something, he was using his own car and his salary. I think he was donating to somewhere else. Yeah, so can you please quickly answer that? Because I'm actually telling you, I'm going to ask that today.
That's funny. It's both. So there's certain budgets that we have as a show, marketing budget, etc. and so on. So for things like when, remember when you decided that I wanted to host the viewing?
Yeah.
For Rosebank. I went and I got the quotes and I said, okay, fine, I'll just pay for it, right? And then once the quotes came in, then the marketing guy said, no, it's fine, don't worry, we've got budget for that. But for things like these, there's prize money also that goes into a budget. And sometimes we'll have prize money just left over because people don't win the full amount that's given. So sometimes we'll take it from there. But then if I find that there's no money, I just tell them, give the prize away still. And then I'll just give you my money. So it just depends. It's both. I hope that answers the question. And by the way, namhlanje, hey, Kosana, Ziyakhala, they even sent you a dedication.
See, it's all in the team and the listeners. I dedicate this message to Nkosana. Nkosana, today is Friday. Please do your best, bruh. We are rooting for you to win. Susu, even if he doesn't win, please give him something. I've been on this competition for a while now. Please, Nkosana, do your best, bruh. We are waiting for 8 o'clock to see how it goes. All the best. Sure.
I'm raising the stakes.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to make it 2,000 rand. Whoever wins today. If Kosana wins, pang, isha again. If you challenge Kosana and you win, pang, it's all a win.
Nsolo corners will be high still. And I'm glad you, Kosana.
I'm raising the stakes, baby. Let's see. This is Kala Rajan. It's going to be amazing.
See on the team, on the streets, on the air, on the story, everywhere. Thank you so much. I always listen to you every morning. I've recently started on the community radio station. I look up to you guys. I know separately you do different work. But Caesar, I need advice. I need to know how to make it in the broadcasting space as a radio presenter, especially in a community radio station. I'm not so much interested in going commercial. I just really want to serve my community, and I just want to know how to do that best. By the way, I tried to DM you on Instagram a couple of months ago, so please just advise. I would really appreciate it.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know where you work, but general advice is always be diligent in your work, right? So whatever show you're doing, do it to the best of your ability. Because people can always see, for example, who's a reliable person and who isn't. They can always see who's putting in the effort and who isn't. And that effort gets rewarded. They may not tell you, but they'll see if you're working hard, and then you'll get rewarded. Cream just rises to the top. So the best advice is just try and do your best. And eventually your best will do best for you as well.
Ngiyanezwa nikhuluma ngendaba yama tuck shop ukuthi abantwana bathenga kuma tuck shop because asondelene neigolo. What about ama feeding scheme? Why are we not talking about ama feeding scheme? Yes, I agree ukuthi ama tuck shop athengisa into ezexpirele nan. That's fine, but ama feeding scheme Ekiyani Izolo, 59 kids were sick. Ekatlehong a few days or a week ago, abantwana nabo, they were eating from a feeding scheme. Why leyo singayikhulumi? Why is it not investigated? Kuthi ubani osupplya igolo, usupplya ini, lento ayisupplyo inani?
Yeah, I mean, some people have mentioned feeding schemes as well. The thing with that is I don't believe that feeding scheme, for example, if the food you're providing kids was somehow contaminated, it wouldn't just affect 20 kids. It would affect the entire school.
But also, I'm a system of fun. But in Katlehong, it was 110 kids. So it's definitely, I'd say, something in the feeding scheme. Because they all ate beans and samp.
Yeah, well, then address the person who brought the food. This one is very simple. But also, we need to be very careful. Because just because it's the person who brought the food, it doesn't mean that person's at fault. Because he or she could have bought beans from elsewhere, and those beans could have been contaminated, right? Mm-hmm. Like I said, a common who'd want to jeopardize their own business by poisoning kids, because now your contract's going to get stopped. So what incentive do you have to do that?
Well, it costs less. Some people like cutting corners, bro. Some people will say, we can't waste the food that we served on Monday and it's Friday. Maybe it's still good enough. Gandhi, the food is a bit off. So some people do try to cut corners, not intentionally to poison the kids, obviously.
That's exactly what I'm saying. So that's what you need to investigate. Where are they procuring the goods from? You see? Mm-hmm. But I come with work senji and go and feeding Anushevu. I don't think anybody does that. If you missed it live...
Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.